You're listening to the Already Cancelled Podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit, and let's go!
Let's put a smile on that face.
These allegations are false.
What's your profanity?
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
What is up, tourists, and welcome to the Already Cancelled Podcast, where we rant about social issues from our Christian perspective and look deep at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My name is Nathan, and I'm joined today by my esteemed co-host, John.
Well, hello. I get to be esteemed for once. That's so nice. Yes. Thank you, Nathan.
So today we have in this nice, beautiful evening
it's a lovely July summer evening. It's not too incredibly hot out.
No.
It's actually gorgeous.
Considering we record in an attic where there's no insulation, it's actually really nice. So,
it's quite nice, yeah.
We're going to talk about the issues of the day on this episode and kind of how it applies to, you know, at least if it's affecting us or not, what the situations are, what our understanding of them are.
Our thoughts, our opinions, yes. Our analysis.
It's what we typically do, just banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's what this one is. We look to do some more in-depth topics here in the future. As life continues to get away from us, but
absolutely,
we're gonna put our heads down and focus on the next one here. So should be good. Want to start us off today
with
a remembrance of our fellow man that didn't
our fellow
turn out
man
so well.
Indeed. We do just want to take a moment of, you know, silence and remembrance for our dearly beloved George Floyd. And just all that he is and all that he was. today what we actually want to talk about is the George Floyd mural in Ohio that, it was there.
Painted it on there was a two-layer brick wall, and they painted it on the outside layer. And actually, to be honest, the artist work wasn't bad.
It was a very well-done mural.
It was pretty
mural.
Well done, yeah.
Something happened to it last week. And it's still kind of debated. People aren't totally sure. But the mural was struck by lightning, according to witnesses. And everything else is still kind of standing. But George Floyd, like the George Floyd part, came crumbling down completely. And so I know Nathan, he's going to pull up. There's a tweet from somebody about this mural. But it's just very interesting. First of all, the mural's in Ohio, but the incident was it in Wisconsin or Michigan?
I don't honestly remember
I get
which,
those states confused.
Yeah.
Minneapolis. Okay, yeah. So it was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It wasn't either of those. Okay. It just goes to show, I wouldn't say my geography's bad, but don't quote me on that. So I'm reading from the New York Post here. Police in Toledo say the large mural honoring Floyd was reduced to rubble a few Tuesdays ago outside a building. The weather radar detected a lightning strike in the block that the mural was on around 4:30. And so that's what people are saying that it's from. Some people are thinking that it's vandalism, of course. Others are just, you know, upset that this mural was torn down.
And what day did that happen on?
That would have been, Tuesday, July 14th. I'm pulling up my calendar now. Would have been the 13th, July 13th.
And actually, I think it was a meme tweet now that I find it. But there was a meme tweet going around, and they took it down or something. I'm not sure. But it said it was from Black Lives Matter, and it said, you know, God is racist. Because it looks like the lightning hit the crown that they painted above George Floyd's head. And
that's a good thing to point out. I found a picture of this. It's George Floyd, and he does have a crown over his head. And so it's putting him in a place of very high honor.
Esteem status,
almost,
right? Yeah.
Almost too much, some would say.
Yeah, I think the problem is not necessarily the fact that we're not saying he should have been killed, obviously, or whether or not drugs killed him or the police killed him or however it went. You know,
this
no.
has nothing to do with
yeah,
our,
we're not
our
celebrating
or
his death,
facts
no.
or anything
yeah.
about George Floyd. It's
no.
just the way that he's been elevated as a martyr is a little odd.
Well, and I think when we elevate someone, it should be someone who is worth elevating. Now, every life is precious, and we, John and I, both believe that, and we believe his is, right? And I hope that he came to know the Lord in his lifetime, and maybe had just started or you know, relapsed or something, but knew the Lord in his faith, is what I was trying to get at. But, you know, however he was killed or died, it's horrible. It's sad.
Yeah, any loss of life.
Any loss of life.
Yeah.
But the man wasn't and didn't have the most glorious background.
He wasn't a saint. He wasn't an angel by any means.
No, and that's where the irony takes place.
It's weird that they're, you know, esteeming him this high and giving him a crown on a wall.
And then the wall gets completely blown down. And the good news is, I think it was on a bar, a former bar or a bar, I don't know. But the fire department came and said the building is still structurally sound. So
not a problem.
It's all good, right?
So if you haven't picked up on this, if you haven't caught it, the underlying assumption and idea is that this was an act of God striking down the mural of George Floyd. And if you reminisce back to, I want to say it's in Chronicles.
King Herod?
No, not King Herod. I want to say it's in Chronicles, though, where the idols of Baal in the temples of these foreign nations, the idols actually fell over and were destroyed when they had brought the Ark of the Covenant into their temples. They'd captured the Ark from the Israelites. They brought it into their temples, and their idols fell over and were destroyed, which was a hand of God, you know, showing don't desecrate, you know, my covenant and my Ark and, you know, my name and my people by doing this.
And maybe it's a stretch, and maybe it was caused by man. It's hard to know exactly if I didn't actually see it take place.
Yeah, we can't actually know. We're not here to say that, oh, it was deserved because they were putting him in a place of idolatry. It's just ironic is what it is.
Yeah,
and that's
all
we're here for.
It's a meme kind of thing, right?
We're here to point out the irony in
the
situation.
Irony, yes, yes.
But also as a warning, hey, don't put anything above the Lord our God.
And realistically, don't put any person, anybody, or anything above God. You know, it's not going to work out well.
You're
looking at the wrong thing for purpose.
Yeah. You can paint your murals, you can paint your whatevers, you can do whatever you want, but just in general, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No. So on to the second story of the night. We have a huge debacle from the state of Texas.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum,
king, bum.
I don't have a good bum, bum, bum sound effect yet.
Yeah.
We'll get on that.
How dare you?
There you go. And then they're outraged, so that's very appropriate. So the Texas Democrats, House Democrats in the state of Texas, fled. Not all of them, but some of them. But the way they fled, what they're doing, and how they're doing it is a problem. So there's a vote on an election integrity bill. It changes some voting procedures. It actually makes some voting more available for people. It does not allow for 24-hour voting. You can't just drive up and vote. But it does expand some hours. Like, there's multiple levels to this thing.
Yeah.
It's not really bad. I think I'm indifferent about it. I think it's probably a good thing. Provide some clarity to the issues that have stemmed from elections in regards to elections since the virus took place. You know, a lot of things happened in different states without the legislator's approval, which is technically violating the Constitution.
Yeah.
So the law is not bad. But Democrats seem to have it in their mind that these voting laws disenfranchise African-American voters. And I'll preface this with Kamala Harris's comment that people that live in rural America would have a hard time photocopying their ID. There's not a photocopier nearby. By the way, the law she's referencing, the issue she's referencing, says a copy. You could take a picture of it on your phone. Most people have a camera on their phone, or at least a digital camera. If they really don't have a nice phone, they probably have a digital camera. They can take a picture.
Or they know somebody.
Right. Someone you know, or the library, for Pete's sake, has, or even you could get it done at your local...
Kinko's, as she mentioned.
Is that what she mentioned?
She mentioned Kinko's and Xeroxing. Oh, pardon me, photocopying. She actually said Xeroxing. Yeah. Because she's that old.
Oh my goodness.
It was, I mean,
you could probably get it done at your county courthouse.
It was an asinine comment though from her. Like,
yeah, it's basically saying people in rural America are dumb.
She's pointing out how little she knows outside of her big city and bureaucracy, and how much she as a politician cannot get her head out of her butt and actually recognize and understand like the people in the rest of the country.
Or,
and why she does not represent us.
Or doesn't take the effort. She doesn't make the effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she doesn't care. That's the point. We're flyover country here in the Midwest area. And even I think she would consider most of the South that way. She does not care. And I think it's insulting to say we can't find a photocopier. I have one in my household. My parents have one in their household. You know, my aunt and uncle have probably one or two in their household. I'm sure you have one.
Yeah, we have, and not only do we have one, I have access to like four others.
Yeah, I have five at work I could use. I can get my grandparents, who do not have one, okay, a photocopy. Like, it is not hard. It's free. I will pay for the paper and ink. I mean, stupido.
There's, yeah.
But
so that was a dumb comment. But
in reference to that is this. The Democrats fled the state of Texas. They chartered a bus and did not wear masks. So whether masks work or not, we're not going to dive into that. But they didn't wear masks. They get on the airplane, and you know how they're all harping on, you got to wear a mask on the airplane. They chartered a private jet, I think two of them actually.
Which is really bad for the environment.
Yeah, I mean, they're so environmentally concerned, but yet they're okay with polluting it.
Private jets, yeah.
Are horrible for the environment. So they get on this. They take Miller Lite beer with them on the plane and are drinking on the plane, celebrating the fact that they're leaving the oppressive state of Texas. That's something they've said.
So,
and they land in Tennessee and for refueling, I guess, Memphis or something. And then they go to Washington, D.C. And in that process, they're like, my first meal, one of the guys tweeted, my first meal as an exile from the state of Texas, and it's like a salad and a soda.
Did they think they would never go back? Like,
they are prepared to spend. Last I saw was either like late yesterday afternoon, kind of, was that June or July 19th, saying that they are willing to spend $100 million from going back.
Of taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's the question.
Huh.
I don't think anyone really understands fully, other than probably them, where the money's coming from. I think it's probably either in the coffers of the DNC,
yeah,
or their Texas DNC, however, yeah, that works, Democratic Party, or it could be private donors, George Soros type individual,
yeah,
or et cetera, so, et cetera. It's hard to know, but I'm sure they've spent a couple hundred thousand so far at minimum.
So what was the reason that they left? Was because they just didn't like Texas.
Well,
and they were avoiding a vote.
So they didn't like the fact that if they stayed, they could have all have voted no, and the law would have passed because the Republicans have the supermajority, yeah, or a majority in the House and Senate, or at least in this House in this point.
Yeah.
They didn't like the fact they'd have to debate the law. They could make a stink about it, but it would still pass. Okay. So they decided to evade their duty as elected officials and leave the state of Texas. Now, here's the interesting part. And it gets you, it's a snowball. So we got a couple here. One, in the Texas state constitution, they have the right to arrest any politician, I from what I gather, who is derelict of duty or runs away when they land on Texas soil and bring them back to the state capitol to do their job. That is a Texas thing.
Go get them, Texas.
So the governor of Texas says we're flat out going to arrest them when they land, when they put their foot down on Texas soil. Our Texas Rangers, which is their like highway patrol or state, yeah, police, are going to grab them, take them to the Capitol. I am sure it'll be a media circus.
Oh, it's already been a media circus. I saw headlines trying to spin it, and I knew there was more nuance to it than Texas governor vows to arrest Democrats.
Now, the reason they left, I don't think I answered that, actually. Because they leave, there's no quorum, so they can't actually do any business.
Got it. So that's the big stinger for why they left is they're able to stick it to the man
yep.
and not allow them to pass it just by not being there and having a quorum. Okay. So,
which I actually in the past have never understood why Republicans don't do this and Democrats don't do this in D.C.
more often. Yeah.
Right. But then we would have a completely ineffective, not that we don't already, government. So I kind of think it's probably a good thing for people to stay and do the job, even if you didn't.
Yeah.
If there's free and fair elections, you know, and you can trust the outcome and the people voted for who they voted for and those people are in power, you just kind of got to live with it.
But it's, yeah, I think that's interesting that I think Texas, like, I love that they have this law, and I think it's totally within their purview to say, hey, if you don't want to do your job, then we're going to arrest you whenever you come back, which they probably won't.
Well, they're saying they're not. I mean, they're saying we're away from our family and our friends.
Which,
and
good riddance, we'll ship your family to you and fill your spot.
Yeah, I mean, you can live in Washington, D.C. I mean, the silly part about it...
Cut them off. They can, you know... Can you recall representatives? Like,
I mean, technically speaking, there is...
Like, there's got to be a good
way. There is circumstances where you could impeach or the body can vote to remove an individual who is not following the code of conduct. This has happened in Missouri, for example. They've kicked out a representative and maybe even a senator at one point in my lifetime who was derelict of their duty. And the seat was empty, and then there was a special election.
Because it sounds like this is a really good reason to, hey, if you don't want to come back and do your job, you will no longer have your job.
The problem is it may be required for there to be a quorum in order to even do that.
Oh, my gosh.
So it really is throwing a wrench in the situation.
Yeah.
Well, any way you look at it, it's a mess. But on top of it all...
Can they deport their families or something?
Technically, they're citizens of the state. I wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, not that yet. I don't. That's a whole mess of things right there. Just,
what it's called, though, is it's the modern problem with America.
It's being a sore loser. Like, hey, yes. Since we can't get our way, we're not going to play by the rules.
Like, I understand whether I agree with it or not. Biden is the president right now. Right?
Yeah.
I may not have agreed with his stance. I may not have agreed of how the election was conducted or what happened. But, yeah, he is the president.
I may think he's a nincompoop and I hate his policies.
Yeah. I think the guy needs to take his last years on this earth and just enjoy life and not do what he's doing. But
that doesn't mean, like, I'm going to, you know, go out of my way to... I mean, I can't even draw a comparison because I don't have any... role to play, and I can't hinder his work or anyone else's work by not doing my job.
It's basically kind of like a union walkout or employee walkout or something. It's a strike, if you will. The problem is, this is not a strike at a company. This is not a strike. This is like something they do in France.
You are a civil servant.
Yeah.
If you don't like your job as a civil servant anymore, you don't just walk out and strand everyone. You act like an adult. Stop being a child, because that's what children do, is they run away from home.
Well, they run from their problems. But you don't. Stop. When you start working at Walmart, you don't raise your right hand and swear to uphold the Constitution of Walmart and the laws therein. Okay.
As much as they might like you to.
Right.
Like,
but, I mean, you sign disclosures and agreements, but you don't swear that you're going to, you know, follow the laws that Walmart has put forth. Now, as being an employee, those may be part of the things you were required to do, is follow the rules Walmart has, and maybe you get dinged if you disobey them. But when you do that in a courtroom, you have to tell the truth, or you're really supposed to, otherwise you get in big trouble. If you, all these representatives and senators in every state swear with their right hand on the Bible or whatever their dominant hand is, I guess, and they raise their hand, right or left, and they say, you know, I will uphold the Constitution of the United States and or Constitution of the state they're in,
yeah,
depending on each state. Don't tell me that a dereliction of duty, which is what this is an excusable thing. It's not.
There's no excuse for this. They're acting, like I said, they're acting like children, and they need to be treated as such. If you're going to act like a child, you don't get responsibilities. Strip them of their roles as civil servants, because that's not what they're being. They're being selfish, and, you know, let's get on with it.
Yep.
Lock them up.
I mean, the problem is Texas has no jurisdiction in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's the problem. So they can't bring them back. They're kind of just stuck right now.
Well, I mean, they could go to any state, but I guess I have the real question of...
Yeah, not that the representatives are stuck, but Texas is stuck. They can't do anything.
They could have gone to any state in the union, but they fled to D.C. And not only did they flee to D.C., some of them have tried to have a personal audience with the president. Most of them had a personal audience with the vice president, and advocated for getting rid of the filibuster at the federal level. I'm sorry, isn't that kind of similar to what you're doing? The only difference is it's a legal method.
They're not even pulling the filibuster.
Well, it's a type, but not really.
Because they're making it so that nothing can actually even happen, not that they can pass or not pass. Like, they could have filibustered in Texas, but no, instead they decided to run away.
In the Senate. I don't think they can in the House. They could maybe take turns. Whatever. Forth,
yeah.
It's a little different. But, I mean, regardless.
They're running away as crybabies to cry to Mama and Papa Joe and see if they can fix the problems with the rest of the country that they perceive.
And the stupid thing is, Joe and Kamala have nothing to do with banning or upholding the filibuster. They have no authority on it.
Yeah.
But if we've learned anything,
that just
they don't necessarily have to believe. They can just believe they have authority.
Add another check mark to the stupidity box on this one.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, step on your cake here, Nathan, but then there's been some new developments in this story where several of them have...
Total of six. And White House staffers...
Have contracted and tested positive for coronavirus. So,
multiple White House staffers is not included in that number, as well as some of Nancy Pelosi's staff.
AIDS. It's...
The vice president made a... what appeared to be unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Hospital, probably to get a test.
Yeah.
Although they probably could have done that anywhere. So there's probably routine checkup and that. But yeah, they really thought through this. Almost all of them are vaccinated, just to say that.
They did not follow their own standards and rules that they tried to force on us.
Public transportation, you are pretty much required to wear a mask, and yet they got around it by spending a lot of money on a private plane and then not wearing masks and drinking beer and celebrating.
And then they want to, you know, freak out at us because, you know, positive numbers are going up when they seem to also be contributing to that. Like, it's a mess of a story. It's stupid. It's stupid people doing stupid things.
This is like something you read about like French politics.
I would see this in like a Monty Python sketch of like satire about the government making fun of everyone. Like this would be like, I mean, not even an SNL skit, because I don't think SNL would come up with something this stupid, but like,
well, I think it's almost an embarrassment to the party.
It is.
And I think, unfortunately, they're trying to play the party line by the media is trying to prop them up. But I'm pretty sure even their own party's like, oh, my goodness, just get out of here. You're putting a bad name on yourselves. Because what it will do is it will bring attention in their districts that they didn't do their job.
Yeah.
So you'll either have people that are like, whoopee, yeah, they stick it to the man. Or you'll have people saying, wait a minute. So they're not doing their job that we elected them, pay them to do.
What did I vote for this person for?
Yeah, they're not fighting it the way they should fight it. So they're more likely to lose their interns. But it also gives, I mean, every single day, they're just handing fodder to the Republicans.
They're just handing votes over,
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, here's another ad you can run. I mean, it's just a mess.
Yeah, well, speaking of messes, Cuba is also a bit of a mess. If you have not followed history at all over the past, what, 30, 40 years?
At least.
Cuba's a mess. It's always been a bit of a mess.
John F. Kennedy was the Bay of Pigs in Cuba, yeah, so whenever that was.
After that. Cuba's communist, if y'all like had no idea about that.
Fidel Castro, ring a bell? Raul Castro was his brother?
They were friends with the Soviet Union. Like that was a big thing.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
So recently, Nathan was breaking this down for me. There wasn't really like one thing kicking this off, but there's been a resurgence in Cuban cries for freedom and for, not necessarily for revolution.
No, not really. Just a request for liberty.
A better government.
Yeah.
A better form of government. And one of the interesting things that I keep seeing circulating around a little bit is what's the symbol that these oppressed people use when they want freedom and liberty? You know, whether it's Cuba, whether it's Hong Kong. Nathan, what's that symbol that they use?
The American flag. They're all waving the American flag.
But Nathan, that's a flag of, you know, racism and oppression. It's a horrible sign of, you know, just slavery and white supremacy. I don't know what they could...
I am not saying we are without our own problems. Yeah, wrong. I'm not saying we're without our own problems, but it's getting to the point where people are blind to the freedoms that we have,
yeah,
and are covering those freedoms that we have with this invisible, like, everything is horrible. It's not everything is awesome song. It's everything is horrible. You know, and you're completely deaf and blind to the fact that you live in the best country on earth.
We've got problems. Everybody does.
Currently, okay?
Everybody has problems. That's...
Yes.
That's the...
Absolutely.
That's the human race. That's the issue with us, because we live in a sinful, unfallen world. There's issues. There's problems. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody sins.
But they wave the American flag because it represents freedom. It represents... does not represent oppression. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the military has opened fire on a few of the crowds, in Cuba. It's a multitude of issues.
There's a lot of censorship,
changing of the currency
and
overnight.
Oppression.
Yeah,
they've shut down the internet in Cuba, which the internet was already fairly restricted. There's a lot of restrictions in Cuba, and I remember a while back watching like a mini documentary on how they smuggle in media into the country, and like the underground, above ground group of people that are smuggling, you know, movies and DVDs and music and stuff into the country for people because it's so shut down and so closed off. So it's just another, you know, we see this.
Well, and they rely on tourism dollars. Well, what didn't happen in 2020?
Tourism.
Right.
There's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Venezuelan oil's hit the, you know, the bottom of the barrel. You've got, but I mean, you've got other revenue streams that they survive. I don't know, thrive, definitely not thrive. They survive, I guess, sort of. And those are all drying up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, unfortunately, it's a brewing ground for instability that can be a good thing because it can bring forth freedom if done correctly. But unfortunately, since the United States has been formed, I'm not seeing a whole lot of countries where situations like this happen and end up in a good way.
Yeah. And so one of the other things that we do see out of this is it's not just, you know, Cuba, you know, oppressing and, you know, censoring the internet. We see this in a lot of communist nations like China, North Korea. When you have these totalitarian dictatorships, they have to censor the internet and really filter what the people can and can't see, because the internet is the way of communication. It's freedom. It offers, you know, hope.
It can.
It's the information highway.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've discussed social media being good and bad, but there's a lot of good that can come from it. And so we see a lot of these dictatorships trying to censor, you know, the freedom of information.
Sounds, though, like the number one power in the world is doing something similar, though.
Yeah. We've seen the White House, who have openly said that social media needs to ban and delete misinformation, which is a word that is widely open for debate and interpretation and changing of definitions.
AKA vague.
Very vague. Specifically around vaccines and COVID. But we know that if they can't apply this to one thing, that it will not be long before it's applied to other things as well.
I mean, they've also done it for elections. They've also done it for Constitution. A discussion on the Constitution was taken down. You know, it's more wide-ranging than people realize, but if you don't see it, you're not going to know it was taken down.
Yeah, and so this is a headline from the Epoch Times. It says, Jen Psaki responds to... Jen Psaki suggests social media users who post misinformation should be banned from all platforms.
Does anyone have an idea what that means? That is the White House press secretary.
Saying that people who spread misinformation, whatever that word means again, should be banned from all platforms.
I encourage our listeners to read the book 1984. I encourage our listeners to kind of take one look at dictatorships and horrible situations and documentaries around the globe.
Read the First Amendment, too, by the way.
Yeah, that as well.
The First Amendment has nothing to say. There's no clause in there with an asterisk on it saying, except in the case of misinformation, in which case they don't have the freedom to actually say those things. Like,
it also doesn't say private industry is excluded from it. Everybody seems to think, oh, it's private industry.
So what we see is this collusion between social media and our government trying to censor free speech, trying to censor the internet, trying to, stop...
Stifle the flow of information.
Which...
And channel it.
Yeah, which, as we just mentioned, is what dictatorships and, you know, totalitarian governments try and have to do in order to succeed at what they do.
What is it called when you push a single or maybe multiple avenues of a idea to a someone and do not allow there to be any opposition? What is the word?
Kingdom!
It's kingdom. Propaganda.
Propaganda, yeah.
That is the singular most effective tool at bringing down a society. It's not war, well, that can decimate you. It's brainwashing, it's propaganda, it's the nonsense
and we've
that is coming out of Jen Psaki's mouth, advocating for hindering the freedom of discussion. I'm not saying one party's right versus another. I'm saying the right to have a discussion on it.
The fact that even just a opposing thought, whether true or false, poses a threat to them. It's like Nathan's saying, we've already seen the propaganda coming down the pipeline and working in many cases. The idea that it's not a baby, it's just a clump of cells, abortion is okay, has been propaganda that has been shoved down our throats. And there are so many people, even Christians, that are buying into it and think that it's okay because they've fallen for the lie and the propaganda. This is what we saw in 1930s Germany, which led to...
There was one class of people who were lesser in the leaderships of the country's eyes than another.
Yeah.
And it led to genocide. It led to the Holocaust. I am not saying that's where we're going, but what I'm saying is if we don't heed the warning signs... And understand the direction this can take. We don't know the future. Then we are fools.
Yeah, if those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And so while we're not saying that, like Nathan said, we're not saying that America is turning into a totalitarian dictatorship, that we're going to have another Holocaust and genocide, that they're trying to, you know, censor and blah, 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 blah. We're not saying any of that's going to happen. We're just saying, hey, if you look at the signs, if you look at what's going on, you wake up and open your eyes a little bit, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, and pay a little bit of attention, know a little bit of history. This is what's going on, and We need to be aware and stand up and oppose it. We need to tell them, no, this is not okay. We're not going to stand for your censorship, you know, and, you know, push back.
Freedom isn't free. It is easily taken and not easily received, not easily created or given back. Yeah. Once you give the freedom and control of your information, thoughts, and posts to a government or private industry that controls basically the flow of communication in this country, you can control a chunk of the population. The bigger that chunk gets, the harder it is to get the truth out.
Yeah. Well, speaking of looking back at history and things coming in the future, actually this week we got to celebrate a new era for the United States as we're going back to space. This is no longer the space race with the Soviet Union, thankfully, while there's other nations still sending stuff up. We actually saw within the past few weeks two new entrances into the global space market in the forms of Richard Branson and Virgin Galactic taking a, not really a rocket ship, it was more of like a
fancy glider.
Yeah, a big jet up into space. And then, of course, Jeff Bezos and his, what's that face for, Nathan?
The space, rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite space.
Yeah, they went like outer atmosphere.
Yeah, but they didn't actually get to space. And then, of course, Jeff Bezos in Blue Origin. Hang on.
Yeah, I think that was a good name of it.
Yeah. They went up actually in a rocket. There was some explosives under their butts. They went up and then they came back down as well. Again, space. It was the upper atmosphere. They didn't really, as I mentioned to Nathan before, Elon Musk is not quaking in his boots. He does not have competition at this point.
Yeah, no.
SpaceX is light years ahead of them.
Now, if he messes up, they could catch up. But I also think that private industry is gearing towards, with the government and collaboration, to go to the moon. I think we'll see that in our lifetimes.
Yeah, I think we will.
As long
be
as the world
the
doesn't
moon,
go to pot and we go to war.
We definitely will be back to the moon. We know. Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. That's his goal. He wants to take, you know, Dogecoin to the moon and to Mars and beyond. So just got to get that, you know, keyword stuffing in our podcast here. Dogecoin, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. it's not doing so hot. But
no, it's not. And yes, Bezos was hot. With Blue Origin. That was his space company.
Yep.
I mean, I can't say I was super excited or
I don't really
thrilled
think
for either
I'm
of these.
Not,
it was like, yeah. It was whatever.
The meme by Babylon Bee was pretty funny. I'll let John share this.
Meme,
he shared it with me.
The meme from Babylon Bee today, I was walking through my office. I got the little notification from them, and I actually laughed out loud at this one.
AKA, it's satire.
It is satire. Space returns unwanted Amazon delivery. In West Texas, outer space has returned an unwanted Amazon package that was sent to it unsolicited yesterday. According to witnesses, the package floated gently back down to Earth after being rejected. Locals have asked Amazon to please pick this thing up and bring it back to the warehouse, as no one really wants it around or knows what to do with it. If you know who ordered a giant metal gumdrop with four dudes in it, please call Amazon immediately. I thought that was really good.
A little bit of humor at the end of this podcast.
A little way to just wrap things up, put a bow on it. If you guys had any thoughts on any of these topics that we discussed, if you had thoughts on any topics that we didn't discuss and you want to hear our thoughts on it, you know, feel free to reach out to us. You can email us rdcanceledmedia@protonmail.com. Find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram. Don't forget to, you know, hop on, if you're on the platform, hop on, was it Apple Podcasts?
Yep.
Leave us a review, leave us a rating. I'm not sure that you can do that on Spotify or anything else yet.
Google probably
weird.
Has Google, it.
I
maybe.
I don't think I saw it. If you know of other places to leave a review, go ahead and leave that review and then let us know so we can keep plugging it. But yeah, that's exciting. This has been just our wrap up in the news this week. Nathan, any final thoughts or words you want to share?
You know, while the world appears to be kind of falling apart at its hinges, just want to remind everybody, you know, and for those who may be new to listening to this, Lord's still in charge.
Yep.
He's got us.
Yep.
You know, his children, and meaning those who believe in his son. And ultimately, that is the most important story. Mm-hmm. And it's not a story. It's a historical fact.
That's,
you know,
that's the news story we need to be waking up to yeah. every day.
Well, we see the, you know, the uncertainty out there, and there'll always be uncertainty, but the craziness, you know, things may get tough and a whole lot tougher than they are now, but he is always by our side. He is always there for us no matter what the situation is, and we have to trust in him. And I would encourage those of you who are not Christians, write us, ask us what that means, and
yeah.
we would be more than happy
love to.
To go over that with you.
But I can't agree more with you, Nathan. Just as like one of our favorite psalms, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with us. And so I think that's a great reminder that no matter what happens, no matter where we go, God will always be there for us. And we'll be here for you next week
on the Already Canceled Podcast.
Fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
I can't believe you've done this.
Thank you for your patronage.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's hot.
Not a single thing he said is accurate.
Bye!